Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the seventh chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we will be concluding the chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, 7 and 8. Now, we have been going through a list of things that the Mishnah tells us can only be said in Hebrew, and this started with the text of the Sota, which is its relevance to our original theme, and now it's going through a number of other things that were only recited in Hebrew. So we're up to Birkas Kohen Gadol, which is the Torah reading that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah asks, Birkas Kohen Gadol Ketzad, how was the process of the Kohen Gadol's brachas? Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah V'nosna L'Rosh HaKnesses. So the Gabbai of the temple synagogue would take a Sefer Torah and he would give it to the president of the shul. Rosh HaKnesses Nosna L'Skan, and the president of the shul would give it to the deputy high priest. V'Haskan Nosna L'Kohen Gadol, and the deputy would give it to the high priest. V'Kohen Gadol Omed U'Makabel V'Korei Omed, and the Kohen received it standing, and he read it standing. V'Korei Achrei Mos V'Ach Be'Esor, and he would read the description of the Yom Kippur service in Parshas Achrei Mos. V'gol as haTorah, and he would roll the Torah, u'minicha b'cheko, and he would hold it in his embrace, va'omer, and he would say, yoter mima shekarasi lifneichem kasuv kan, even more than what I just read to you is written here in the Torah. And then, u'be'eser shebechumish hapkudim korei al peh, he would read the description of the Yom Kippur from Sefer Bamidbar by memory. So he wouldn't actually read it, he would recite it from heart. U'mavarech aleha shmona brachos. And when he was done, he would recite 8 blessings. Al ha-Torah, for the Torah. Al ha-Voda, for the service. Al ha-Hodaya, on the thanks. V'al mechilas ha-Avon, and on forgiveness of sin. V'al ha-Mikdash, and for the temple. V'al Yisrael, and for the Jews. V'al ha-Kohanim, and for the priests. V'al shar ha-Tfila, and for the rest of the prayer. Let's look in the Bart Nora, who will explain bit by bit. Okay, Birkas Kohen Gadol, the blessings of the Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, V'acha Shekalsa Avodas HaYom, after he completed the service of the day, Korei B'Torah U'Mavarech Shmona Brachos, he would read from the Torah, and he would recite 8 blessings. Chazan HaKnesses, what I translated as the Gabbai, really, Shamash HaKnesses, it's the attendant, the caretaker of the temple synagogue, Shetereach Iske HaKnesses Olav, L'Hachnis U'Lahotzi, L'Hafshites HaTeva, L'Hachin HaKol. So he was the one who was tasked with taking care of the shul, to bring things in, to take them out, he would clean it up, and he would prepare everything, so really he's more like the caretaker than he was the Gabbai. Rosh HaKnesses, the head of the shul, which I translated as the president. Again, I was trying to use terminology that was more similar, but he's really more like the Gabbai. Alpiv nechachin divrei HaKnesses, mi yifrosal hashma, mi yaftir benavi, mi yered lefnei hateva. So he was the one who assigned the davening. This guy's going to daven Shmona Esrei, this one's going to lay in the Haftarah. So he's really more what we would call a Gabbai. Skan, the deputy, Hamuchan tachas kohen gadol, shimi erabo psul, yishamish tachtav. He was the one who was prepared to step in if anything prevented the kohen gadol from doing the avoda. Vaskan l'kohen gadol, so the deputy would hand the Torah to the kohen gadol. V'kulan mishum kvodo shal kohen gadol. And all of this is for the honor of the kohen gadol, dechsiv barovam hadras melech, that the glory of a king is in the multitudes, so the more people who are involved in the procession, the more honor it imparts. The Kohen Gadol Omedu Makabel, the Kohen Gadol stands up and receives the Sefer Torah. Michal de Yosef Haya, Shema Mina, Bezras Nashim Haya Kore. So, since he stands up, it's obvious that he was already seated, from which we see that this took place in the women's section. To Eve Ezras Yisrael, Kai Malon, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, El Lamachi Bez David Bovad. Because if it had been in the Azara, if it had been in the courtyard, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be permitted to sit there. Because the halacha is, no one is allowed to be seated in the Azara except for a king of the Davidic dynasty. And we'll discuss more about that in the next Mishnah. Okay, let's skip a little. V'golo es ha-Torah, he would roll the Torah. V'af al-pi sha'adayin lo kara u'be'eser shel chumash pakudim, even though he didn't yet read the section from Sefer Bamidbar. Yikra oso al-peh, v'lo yugalgo Sefer Torah l'sham. He would read that part by heart, and he wouldn't roll the Sefer Torah to it. Mipnei shehu rachok, v'yeshosh yafsik ha-Turgaman v'ika genai latzibur. It's what we call tirchei d'tzibura. It's a long way and be a big delay to roll it, and we're just not going to disrespect people by making them stand there doing nothing for so long. Ulekros b'shnei sifrei toros efshar, and reading from two sefer toros is not an option. Now you might ask, why? We do it all the time. You know, we take one out and we read a second one for the maftir. On Chanukah it could even be three. So why not? Lefi she'ein adam echad korei b'shnei sifrei toros b'tzibur, because one individual is not permitted to read publicly from two different Torah scrolls. Mishum pugmo shel sefer Torah harishon. It's disrespectful. People will think that there's something wrong with the first sefer Torah, and that's why you had to take out a second one. So the halacha is only one sefer Torah can be read by one person in public. Yoter mimashe karasi lifnechem. So the Kohen Gadol says, even more than what I just read to you is written in the Torah. Masha ani asid likros od al peh, that which I'm about to read to you by heart, al ta'omru shechaser min ha-sefer hazeh, don't think that it's missing from the Torah that I was just reading from. Lakach eini golo sham, and that's the reason why I'm not rolling to it. B'kol kach lama, and why does he have to go through this? Shalola hotzi loez al sefer ha-Torah. So that we're again looking out for the respect of the Sefer Torah. So we want people to know that this Torah is not deficient in any way. We don't take out a second Sefer, so people shouldn't think it has a defect. We don't roll to it so that we shouldn't delay the congregation. And we announce that what we're about to say is in the Torah so that people shouldn't think there's a chunk missing. So now he would say eight brachas. First is Al HaTorah, Bracha Shalach HaReha. That's the bracha that normally follows the Torah reading. V'al ha'avoda, ritzei, that's the bracha we call ritzei. V'al ha'odaya, modim, again, it's a bracha that we're familiar with. V'al mechilas avon, and for forgiving sin. Ata b'chartanu. Shechosein ba melech mochel v'soleach l'avonaseinu. So that's possibly a familiar bracha. V'al ha'mikdash, for the temple. Shetisra shechina b'beis ha'mikdash, that the shechina, that God's presence, rests in the temple. V'chosim ba baruchat ha'ashem shochein b'tzion, and it ends, blessed are you God who dwells in Zion, or who causes his presence to rest in Zion. Ala kohanim, for the kohanim. Shiyakubo karbonosehem baratzon, that God should accept their sacrifices with desire. V'chosim ba mikadesh ha'kohanim, and it ends that God sanctifies the kohanim. V'al shar ha'tfila, and on the rest of the prayer, Shu Yisrael nosin ma'ivehem, that the Jews should be saved from their enemies. V'chosem ba amcha Yisrael tzrichim Yeshua baruchat Hashem shomea tfila, and it ends that your nation Israel need salvation. Blessed are you God who hears prayer. That was the process of the Kohen Gadol. We have one more thing in our chapter that is read only in Hebrew, and that is Parshas HaMelech, which is the hakel that the king would read every 7 years on Sukkot. So let's proceed immediately to Mishnah Ches. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. What was the order of the king's Torah reading? Motzei Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, after the first days of Yontiv of Sukkot, B'Shmini B'Motzei Shviyas, in the eighth year of the sabbatical cycle, following the seventh year. So immediately when the seventh year would end and the eighth year would begin, on the cusp, Osin lo bima shel eitz be'azara, they would assemble for him a wooden platform in the courtyard, v'hu yoshev aleha, and he sat on it, because as we said, a king of the Davidic dynasty was allowed to sit in the azara. Shenamar, the Torah tells us, mikitz sheva shanim b'moed, because the Torah tells us every 7 years, at the end of 7 years, on the holiday of Sukkot, Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah, the Shamish would take a Torah scroll, V'nosna L'Rosh HaKnesses, and would give it to the Gabbai, V'Rosh HaKnesses Nosna L'Sagan, and who would give it to the deputy, V'Haskan Nosna L'Kohen Gadol, and he would give it to the Kohen Gadol, V'Kohen Gadol Nosna L'Melech, and he would give it to the king. So it's just like the procession we just had in the previous Mishnah, except that it doesn't end with the Kohen Gadol then hands it to the king. V'Hamelech Omed U'Makabel, and the king would stand to receive it, v'kore yoshev, but he could read sitting. Agrippus Hamelech, and King Agrippus, amad v'kibo v'kara omed. He accepted it standing, and then he went and read it standing, v'shibchuhu chachamim, and the sages praised him for doing this, because it gives great honor to the Torah. V'kishagia lo sucha l'seis alecha ish nachri, and then when the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to appoint a foreigner as king over us, zalgu enav demos, Agrippus' eyes filled with tears. Amrulo, Altis Yari Agrippus, Achinu Ata, Achinu Ata, Achinu Ata. And the people called out, don't worry, Agrippus, you're our brother, you're our brother, you're our brother. So they meant to appease him and console him that he was, in fact, valid for the kingship. V'kori mitchilas el ha-devarim ad shma, and he would read from the beginning of devarim until shma, u'shma, and he would read shma, v'haya im shemoa, and he would read the paragraph that we say after Shema, Aser to Aser, which is in the 14th chapter of Sefer Devarim, Kisachala la'aser, and he would read from the 26th chapter of Devarim, Uparsha Samelach, and he would read the section pertaining to the king, which is in chapter 17. Ubrachos v'klolos, and he would read the blessings and curses, Ad shegomer kol ha'parsha, until the end of the section. Brachos shekohen gadol mevarech osan, ha'melech mevarech osan. And the blessings that the Kohen Gadol would say on Yom Kippur were the same ones that the king would say after Hakel, Elishin Nosin Shor Reglaim Tachas Mechilas Ha'avon, except that he would replace the one about Yom Kippur, that God forgives sin, he would replace that with the blessing for the fact that it was Yontiv. So there would be the Yontiv blessing in its place. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Bishmini, in the 8th year, B'shana Shminis Shashmita Sha'avra. It's the 8th year of the sabbatical cycle that just completed. Shehi Motzei Shviyas Zu, which is when the previous cycle is at its conclusion. B'motzei Yom Tov HaRishon, and it's the end of the first days of Sukkot, or the first day, because in Israel there's only one day, Dichsiv. Because the Torah tells us, B'chag HaSukkos, on the festival of Sukkot, Shumea Ani Afilu B'yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. And now I might think that it could be after Shmini Atzeres, which is at the end of Sukkot. Talmud Lomar, Bavo Kol Yisrael Liros, when all the Jews appear, which is at the beginning. Mitchilas Chol HaMoed, and it's at the beginning of Chol HaMoed. So it's after the first day of Yontev, which is when Chol HaMoed first begins. Agrippus HaMelech, who was Agrippus? Mizaro Shel Hordes Haya, U'B'yomav Necharev Bayis Sheni. So he was descended from Herod, and the temple, the second temple, was destroyed in his days. Zalgo Enev Demos, his eyes filled with tears when he reached the part that said that an outsider could not be made king. Shehamikra Hazeh Poslob Min Hamalchus, because this verse excludes him, says that he's unfit to hold the job. So the people said, Achinu Ata, Achinu Ata, you're our brother, Sheima Yisrael, that his mother was Jewish, so therefore he's Jewish and therefore fit for the job. Although in the Gemara it says that those people were mistaken, that Agrippus was not suited for the job, and that the people who did it were actually in contravention of the mitzvah that one may not accept a foreign king as king of Israel. Okay, we're going to stop here. Join us tomorrow when we will begin with Perek Ches.